Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed. It's a wonderful Sunday. It's sunny and it seems to be getting hotter by the day. So, winter is saying bye-bye. So, time to, you know, for a lot of people that basically who has the ability to gain weight. You guys have no idea how privileged you are. Some of us are just, weapon of mass food destruction. We can eat 7 days through Sunday. It's 7 days through to Sunday. And they still gain nothing. Now, at first I thought it was a life hack in terms of not having to worry about gaining weight. It turns out it's an anatomical/biological flaw. So, if you are one of those people that, who can finish an all-you-can-eat buffet and still not gain a kg the next day, then don't worry, you're not alone. I'm in that club. And as privileged as we are when it comes to not having to worry about weight, we still have a lot of things to worry about in terms of health issues because that's not normal. I know. I was just as shocked as you are. That's not normal. Usually, when you are eating something, you are supposed to gain weight. Now, if you are just eating, you're not gaining weight, the question you have to ask yourself is, where the heck is this food going? Because it have got to be going somewhere. One thing we know is, from the plate, it's getting in your mouth. Now, and then, the whole standard bathroom, blah, blah, you get the drill. But the thing is the nutrients now that's coming from this food, that's making everyone go to the gym to lose weight. Where is it going for you? It turns out, that has its, wonderful biological explanation. Now, one that I found was done by a content creator, and don't get me wrong, it's excellent knowledge, but the thing is, he made it, his exact words were, it's a body that's leaking energy. I was like, hang on a second. So, for those of us that, can eat a whole party buffet and not have to worry about gaining weight. It turns out you and I are not very different from modern cell phone batteries. One that you can charge today and 5 minutes later it's already indicating 5%. Turns out we are the human, version of those batteries. You charge it 5 minutes later, it's gone. Because most people that are slim and they can eat without gaining weight, those are the people that eat a lot. I know that because I'm one of those people. Remember when I tell you I can eat? Not to brag, but, well, if there was a competition, that's not how I die. Commercial break.
Dreaming of a better future abroad? Namdeen's Investment CC can help make it happen. Whether you're a teacher, caregiver, nurse, doctor, IT professional, driver, construction worker, graduate, or looking for work, we provide trusted visa facilitation and consultancy services for visitor visas, high-paying jobs abroad, international study opportunities, scholarships, and recognized qualifications. For more information, contact +264 81 376 0041 or WhatsApp +264 81 806-2044. Today, Namdeen's Investment CC, opening doors to global opportunities.
But we'll be back to that in a few. 15 minutes into the hour of 11. This is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And I'm here until the hour of 1. So We have ample time to talk about a bunch of things that I have on the menu. So I started off with summer, and those of us that don't have to worry, you know, those of us that are cursed with not having to, you know, with not having to worry, you know, like every curse. How about this? This curse has a pros and cons. Now, the major pro is that, well, we don't have to worry about not fitting in our clothes the next day after eating one cake. Now, the con is that, again, it's very easy to brag about it. I brag about it all the time. But the thing is, it's not normal. So, don't worry, you are not dying tomorrow. It's an anatomical flaw. So, sometimes I'm thinking it's genetical, and you are not alone. There are a lot of us. I have met a few, both men and women. And one thing I have noticed in all of us is we can eat like crazy. And the irony is, all the food that we've been eating, we don't have any type of weight evidence to show for it. It makes it sound like a waste of food, but hey, we are breathing. That's what's important. We are breathing because of that food. You're welcome. Now, and since, you know, summer, winter is coming to an end. Since winter is coming to an end, and, you know, people are now, you know, doing things like jogging and, you know, exercise and all those things to come up with that, you know, summer body, whatever it is, you know, whatever that means. There are those of us that are, you know, cursed with a summer body, you know, all throughout the year. Now, here's the thing. The painful thing is, if you are a guy and you have that type of anatomy, forget about gaining a six-pack. That's just not your thing. And if you want, forget about weightlifting. That's just not your thing. Now, I can't speak for everyone, but speaking for me, marathon and endurance activities, that is what we thrive at. That explains why I call the marathon runners not bulky. Because, well, you can imagine. Now, as it turns out, I'm just scrolling, you know, on YouTube, just looking up lectures and videos of all these things, right? And I find one very interesting video on why, you know, why the bulky soldier in terms of a six-pack and all the muscles is a terrible idea. Now, you know how movies make it look like, well, The Rock will make an excellent soldier? It turns out The Rock will make a terrible soldier. Not because of his height and, no, it's because of the muscles. Now, the more muscular you are, those are, you know, think of, you know, think of big muscles as a V8 engine. It's very powerful. The thing is, the more power it has, the more fuel it needs. So, if you had an army of, soldiers that are built like The Rock, and then that army would be terrible at endurance because they would have a problem walking 5, 10 to 20 kilometers from their dropping point to where they are executing the mission. Why? It's because they can't just drop you in enemy territory and, be, you know, your plane is going to be blown up. You have to be dropped at a secure location, and you will have to navigate all kinds of terrain to get to your, you know, to get to the designated point where you're executing your mission. And you are doing all this walking, basically hiking, with, you know, with your gun and ammo and grenades and all those things. And, you know, you have your supply strapped to your back. All these things would be a terrible idea for a bunch of soldiers that are muscular. What you need is a bunch of guys that are slim. Not like, you know, not like a spaghetti and chopstick slim. Not that type of slim. That type of slim is, you know, let's leave that for eating and other things. But just call it the medium rare in terms of being slim. And it got me thinking, that is true. Having a bunch of muscles means you are very strong, assuming you are not exercising for Instagram, because some of your friends that you think that, you know, they are too muscular and you count on them to back you up in a fight. You may want to first confirm with them. Because believe me, if I went to the gym and I gained muscles, I would tell all my friends that these muscles are for Instagram. They are not for getting into a fight. Let's just get that straight. So, because if we get in a fight, I mean, if you get in a fight, I know there's no way I'm getting in a fight. And the thing about me is I win all fights that I get in. Because as soon as the fight gets heated, I run. So technically, I didn't lose anything. I didn't lose the fight because there were no fight. Okay, there was no fight anyway. And I didn't lose my teeth. I didn't lose my eye. I didn't lose my blood. I didn't lose my life. Just look at all these things that I didn't lose that I would have lost, most likely lost, if I got into that fight. Which is why, this whole thing of, I'll beat you. I don't have time for that. I'll just run. And then we can just talk about how I'm a coward when I'm still alive and healthy. There's no point of people calling me, he fought really hard. He was so brave, but you are dead. I get out of here. I ain't dying. Now, if we're going to talk about me, I want to be there when we are doing that. He was so brave. He injured 20 of them. Yeah, before they killed him, he fought really, really, really hard. Bottom line, he's dead. See the problem here? Yeah, he's a hero. We'll make a statue in his name. It's a damn rock. That's not me. That's a stone. So, again, follow my advice here. In the event of a fight, run. Which is why it's very important for gentlemen, gather around. It's very important to have a girlfriend that shares your point of view on subjects like this. It's very important. It's better to be made fun of. That couple that ran away from fight. But the thing is, if you come to an agreement, you and your girlfriend, if you come to an agreement that in the event of a fight, you both run. Now, as a man, just do me one favor. You can't be in front of her. She must be in front. So that people will now have at least less things to talk about. But if you are in front of her, you are not helping your case here, buddy. You are saving your life, both of you. Congratulations. But you cannot Frank Frederick here. Don't do that. She must be, and madam, now, you better be fast because I don't want to get caught and then, get panel beaten because you are not fast enough. Now, you're going to have to be, Run fast now. Run fast now. I don't want to get caught. Now that I've given you all that wonderful relationship advice, which is more positive, let's talk about the relationship advice that I brought that is somewhat a little bit more negative. But it's comedy, so let's go. Here's the thing. If you find yourself in a fight, I would recommend you run. Because there is no point of being congratulated when you are dead. Especially that guy. That guy almost killed that guy. Okay, but where's the guy that almost killed the other guy? Well, that guy is dead, but he died a hero. I'm not focusing on the word hero here. All my focus is on the word dead. Bottom line, he dead. Yes, he fought 20 guys and he injured a lot of them, almost killed one, but he's dead. So, there was another option here that would make that guy alive. God, evolution, or whatever it is you believe in, did not give you those legs for decoration. They're supposed to, and you know one thing I like about, anatomy? You have legs, and you are given adrenaline. That is for a reason. You have legs to get you from point A to point B, and adrenaline to provide the fuel to get you from point A to point B at a vrupa speed. And you are still fighting. I don't understand you people.
I wake up this morning, I check the pot. Yesterday food finish, today pot day hot with nothing. Water they boil inside empty pot, steam they come out. I close the lid, pretend say something they cook. I count my coins since morning, in no rich transport. I trek 3 miles to work under sun, no escort. My shoe they open mouth, the soul don't separate. I use rubber band hold them, so it no go vibrate. I reach work, my yoga ask why I dey sweat. I say na exercise, hunger they make me forget. Lunchtime everybody job, I drink water, fill my chest. I tell them I already ate, God forgive me for that jest. God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me. Don't overdo. Teacher put my child out of class, what I go do? I beg the teacher, give me 1 more week. She don't hear that one before, she don't even speak. Night time, I kneel down, whole family they sleep. I try to God quiet, the kind of cry that is deep. My wife ask what we go cook, I say God go provide. She look at me, she look at pot, nothing there inside. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me. Nothing to show, something no they right. My neighbor they cook, this smell enter my room. I swallow saliva, I pretend say I fool. Boom! I know they give up, but Lord hear my cry. Because hunger no supposed be the reason I die. Just borrow me small, I go walk out to pay. And if I feel lost, now devil lead me astray. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me.
Winter, Washambamo is turning your shopping into winning. Spend $200 Namibian or more at any shop in Washambamo and you could win a $500 Namibian shopping voucher every Friday. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win. Don't miss out. Visit Washambamo in Ondangwa from 3rd to 31st July 2026. Shop, enter your till slip with your name and number into the competition box located in the mall and stand a chance to win a shopping voucher from Washambamo. Don't miss our lucky winner live draw on Eagle FM every Friday from 1500 hours.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite ofoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili unehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM.
Welcome back. So for those of you that get into fights, you know, despite having legs, which means you had a lot of options of running away from that fight, you could have used your adrenaline, but you decided to use your ego, and now you don't have your front teeth. Congratulations, you're an idiot. Now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about, come to politics, and then we come back to me making fun of pretty much everyone that has been in a relationship throughout the winter when they did not require the use of extra or electric blankets like some of us. Moving on. See, diplomacy. You know what? This world of inclusivity, I feel like the African Union is not catching up in this whole inclusivity discussion. Why? It's simple. Because a few days ago in local media, I read an article that said the following. Diplomacy. The first gentleman, General Epaphras Dengandaitwa, has arrived in, this is about a day or two ago, has arrived in Luanda, Angola to attend the official engagement organized by Organization of African First Ladies for Development. Like, Organization of First what now? Now, if you think the article itself is hilarious, you ain't seen the comment section. I mean, Namibians are comedians to the core. You have people that are advising the first gentleman, okay, seriously, dude, you could have just called in sick because, I mean, like, what type of, like, really? Look, I know a lot of people are looking at it from that angle, but the angle I'm looking at it from as a comedian is, African leaders whose wives attended that event, and you know, there are few, you know, I think there was also a Spanish, is it a Spanish? There's a Spanish lady also high profile in the Spanish government who also attended that event. Now, I'm just there going, you know what? On the bright side, the first gentleman who is attending this event is not that guy from Equatorial Guinea, because that would have been one heck of a scandal. So, and then it goes on to say that during his visit, it's not helping. During his visit, he will participate in the launch of Organization of African First Ladies for Development campaign and commitment to regional cooperation and development. Yes. Sometimes in 2002, the African Union, you can imagine, you know how Beyonce said, you know, women run the world. I think African leaders were tired of hearing from their wives. How come everyone has an organization, has an agency in the African Union, has a division in the African Union. But now, as first ladies, what the heck are we supposed to do? Just sit at home? Hey, we also have ideas, you know, as you can imagine. As you can imagine. African presidents were tired of hearing this. At some point, in 2002, someone, when they met the African Union, someone said, okay, you know what? Is it just me or my wife have been bugging me about this whole thing about first ladies also having ideas to contribute to this whole development thing? And all the African leaders were like, oh, hang on a second. Mine too has been bugging. And then the whole African Union representatives came together and were like, oh, how about we just come up with an agency of the African Union that is dedicated to development, but prioritizes development and ideas from first ladies. Now you have to understand at this point, you only had presidents, monarchs, and first ladies. That's it. Now, fast forward to a couple of years after Tanzania, Namibia now has first female president. And we now have a first gentleman. Now, it turns out, we are not the first one to have a female president, you know. Tanzania, you know, beat us to it like a couple of years back. Well, from the look of things, the African Union didn't get the memo. Because, and I'm saying that because I feel like if they did, they would have changed that, they would have changed that Organization of African First Ladies for Development to Organization of African First Spouses for Development. Because things are changing, people. Things are changing. I'm just calling everything first lady now I'm supposed to attend. Now, what the heck? A few days of attending an event like that, the first gentleman will come back from there and, you know, sit in front of the president having their own family private time. And the next thing you know, the general is clocking it. And I imagine what the president is going to do. Just pick up the phone call and call, you know, and call for a conference call for everyone that attended that event, including the Spanish. Alex, let's say so. Ever since my husband landed, he has been clocking it. Next time you guys hold an event like this, if you want me to give him permission to go and attend, you have to understand. He may be a general. But everyone knows in the house, the madam is the boss. Now, for the general, the madam is not just the boss, but it's also the president. So it's double the pressure. Jeez. Okay. My God. You know what? In the beginning, I was envying the guy, but now I pity. Wow. So, yeah, the madam, that's not just, well, the boss madam at home, but it's also the boss madam of the country. Okay. How do you keep up with that? Yeah. I would even, you know, I would just invest in some medication. So, now we have, I think it's a good thing that came out in, in public media. And the picture that was used by New Era, this one is on you. Now, the picture that they used of the first gentleman sitting there on a chair. And he's holding, he's holding his head in a motion that as a comedian, I can't help but think like he was about to go with, I must attend a what now? First ladies. Ladies and gentlemen. Now, when I was reading that, the first clip, I've watched a lot of documentaries, movies, and series. Believe me, everything I watch, everything I see, I have a reference. I have a movie or series or documentary reference to point it to. Now, here's the thing. When I saw that, the first thing that came in my mind was Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. There was this part when Phil Dunphy found himself at a spa with the ladies. And he wanted to know why Claire, his wife, kept yelling at him while he was just trying to help her with the problems that she was having. And now the lady schooled him. But that's your problem. Every time she tells you she has a problem, you want to help her. That's pretty intuitive. What am I supposed to do if my loved one, if the love of my life has a problem, I will want to help her. It turns out, no. Sometimes all they just want is you to shut up and listen. Now, ladies, I don't know if that is true because, like I just pointed it out, I learned that from Modern Family, a TV show, which is from Hollywood, the very same well, institution that gave us movies of Jet Li walking on grass. So it's kind of difficult to tell the difference between the truth and, CGI. So is that true, though? Is it true that sometimes, I should join one of my wives for this show. So I can genuinely ask this question. So sometimes when you guys come to us with problems, you don't want us to solve the problems, but you just want us to listen to the problems. Because if that is true, you'll need therapy. Like I pointed out earlier, it's very, the most intuitive thing to come into anyone's mind when they are being told about a certain problem is, how do we solve it? Is that simple? It turns out all they want is you to keep quiet and support them, no matter how ridiculous the problem sounds. If they are telling you a problem about what they are going through at work, even if you know they started this whole thing, they are at fault. It turns out you are not supposed to point that out. According to your story here, my love, it seems to me like you are the problem. It turns out, best case scenario, you become single. Worst case scenario, you meet your maker. And now, at this point, what I don't seem to wrap my mind around is, what do you guys say you want an honest guy? Perhaps you should define the word honest, because the definition of that word as it appears in the dictionary seems to be contradicting pretty much everything that you guys have been asking for. I'm joining one of my wives on this. One of them. Or two of them. It's going to be late. I still have to submit a proposal. Remember, I have two bosses. So, Organization of African Unity came up with an agency under the African Union in 2022 of First Lady-oriented developmental plans. I will point out a few very hilarious things on the other side of this song, because it's not just the name of this organization that needs to change. It's the topics they discuss that must also not completely change, but somehow change to be inclusive of first gentlemen, from the look of things. Ish. Now, I'm sorry, I'm just sitting here wondering how King Mswati handles these things. Like, when it comes to events like this, does he, put a plane of all his wives and then send them to this event? I mean, they're going to cover the whole hall is going to be, a whole conference hall is going to be full of ladies from the same husband. That's one heck of an interesting event to attend. So, we have a quick break coming up. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. After the break, we have a song. And on the other side, something that must change with this organization.
Ritavazende kize imba izwezi pili lwekelize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa hamocho alo ni mata amskavo na kale kana mitukiselize kuvona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo zezwezi pili ze kakulifafela mashering alika na $36 million kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama 5% machipisa hamungolisari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamungolisari kwelize sirela 25% machipisa hamungolisari kwelize lishumipeli muketeri kwelize zo muvata kulimukone kukala kuikola zendezeo imba imiswalezi kwa machipisa. Imba, kukubukaniri fasi kaufela. Muipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu kulimukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Welcome back. You know what? Something has to change. Why am I saying that? I'm glad you asked. Mind the Gap with Helmut, Eagle FM, blah, 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 you know the drill. Your number one talk radio station. In 2002, this is according to their website, not me. I'm just cooking. In 2002, First Ladies of Africa came together to form the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV OAFLA, O-A-F-L-A. That's a mouthful. Now, with the objective to be a united voice for Africa's most susceptible citizens, women and children living with and affected by HIV and AIDS. Along the years, OAFLA has evolved to become an institution that is able to offer the a continent-wide friendship in terms of advocacy in the areas of HIV and a broad range of maternal and child health intervention. A boy child is missing here, people. Boy child, boy child. But then again, one of those things we really have to change. Now, OAFLA, currently named as the organization of... I'm just going to go with OAFLA because the whole thing is, it's a mouthful. But the thing is... the first name of the organization was the Organization of African First Ladies for Against HIV and AIDS, so AKA OAFLA, and then it was later changed to Organization of African First Ladies for Development. So they decided to expand their operation parameters from just zoning on HIV and AIDS to just development in general. Moving on. Now, OAFLAD. From OAFLA to OAFLAD. Nice. It's now an advocacy organization. On their website, where first ladies of Africa, oh, come on, you're not helping here. First ladies of Africa seeks to leverage their unique position. That is true. That is very true. Because, well, you're the boss at home. Unique position to advocate for policies that make health services accessible and laws that boost women and youth. Women and youth empowerment. Boy child. And that's just on their website. First ladies, this. Women empowerment, this. Now, ladies, I got nothing against you. I'm just saying, if you want inclusivity clubs, we want inclusivity in your clubs, because that doesn't sound like very inclusive to me. And it gets worse. The event that has been held, that was held, I believe, from 29th to the 30th of July, 2026, the one that first gentleman was attending. Guess what was on there? Was some things on the agenda. Actually, let's just go to the theme of the event. Now, shall we? Building resilience means ensuring sustainability for the future with inclusive participation. Excellent. Now we're talking. Inclusive participation. I have a sneaky suspicion they knew the first gentleman was attending. And they were like, this is not an ordinary, this is not one of those first lady event where we usually just attend the whole thing into a girls' night. There will be a gentleman among us, other than our drivers and the security detail. This is a whole different scenario. So make sure that you have inclusivity embedded in there. Just wedge it somewhere. And envision mobilizing partnership and concrete. Seriously, that's something else. Founded in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. A formal high-level event. High-level event. No kidding. Oh, my. It's just fascinating. But anyway, let me just rush through this so that I can come to giving terrible advice. Give the first gentleman a break. Angola's first lady, this was on the 29th, and this was on the, when was the 29th? That was on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. 29th was on Saturday. So it's ending today. So you can imagine if it was boring, if the first gentleman is going, who thank God? But if it was interesting, so, you know, general is busy clocking it there. Now, Luanda, Angola's first lady, Ana Dias Lorenzo, welcomed her counterparts from Equatorial Guinea, Constancia Obiang, and the Ivory Coast, Dominique Ouattara, to Luanda on Saturday. They are attending the launch of a campaign, Building Resilience for Women and Girls. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. That's what I was looking for. Building resilience for women and girls, climate conflict and sustainable future. Inclusivity, people. Inclusivity. It's missing here. Now, the Continental Campaign aims to strengthen the response to challenges affecting the most vulnerable population, thereby enhancing the capacity of African state to address the impact of climate change, conflict, and humanitarian crisis, and the with a particular focus on the protection, participation, and empowerment of women and girls. If I was the first gentleman, I would just sit there and tell, ladies, before you go, gather around. Next year, we're talking about the boy child. In case you missed it, we are in the 21st century anymore. We don't have this, boys club, girls club. We have this inclusivity thing. In case you missed it, Tanzania has a female president and first gentleman. And now, hello, first gentleman here. The president is at home. So now, how about we change that from first ladies to first spouses? Because first ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna be nice, but it's just too damn long, because it's already too long right now. Now, assuming that the general is not clocking it somewhere in Luanda, let's move on to the next part of today's Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. You'll think I'm gonna need bodyguards after this? Nah, don't worry, we're good. Around the world, how about a little bit of Bob Marley?
Say, I remember when
No woman, no cry. 3 minutes past the hour of 12. You're listening to On Mind the Gap, a comedy show with Helmed here on Eagle FM. Let's step a little bit out of the political spectrum. And let's go to, let's come back to my not terrible advice. My excellent analysis. I'm not calling my analysis terrible. My excellent analysis. You know how how winter is coming to an end, and very soon you will have a lot of people, you know, saying, especially my gender, going, "Are you sure it's mine?" Well, it wasn't me, and you know, among other things, except also in different languages. I wasn't alone, you know, things like that. Well, that's not what I'm here to focus on. What I'm here to focus, you know, to talk about is something that I always, knew may, you know, it happened, but, and it's also not that frequent, but it does happen. This is where it turns out, there are instances where, you know how every worker in every industry makes mistakes? Well, those workers that also work at maternity wards also sometimes, not all the time, very, very, very slim sometimes also make mistakes. And one of those mistakes is giving the mother the wrong child after delivery. One of those famous cases. Came out of the Guardian and you know, in North Dakota, that's in the US. We have a DNA discovery has led two families to accuse a North Dakota hospital of this was this month, on the 18th. A DNA discovery has led two families to accuse a North Dakota hospital of changing the course of their lives after learning two newborns were allegedly switched at birth nearly four decades ago. Imagine being in your 40s, then you realize that, hang on a second, you know how you guys have been saying that you're my parents? No. It turns out those are my parents. You know that kid that you always tell that, you know, that kid, you know, is just like their, you know, is just like the father. They're always mean and a terrible person. Yeah, well, I had to break it to you. That's your child, according to the DNA, which is, yeah. That unruly child that you all have been making fun of. It turns out, congratulations. Congratulations, that's your child. Now, how did that go? Kylie Blinn uncovered the truth after receiving an at-home DNA test during a Christmas gift exchange. Y'all are doing DNA test for Christmas exchange? That's how you start a World War III. Now, the test connected him with his biological aunt through a genealogy platform prompting her nephew, Jeremy Madison, to take his own DNA test. The result confirmed the two men have been raised by each other's biological families. According to the complainant, filed against the Unity Medical Center in North Dakota, Jeremy Madison and Kylie Blinn were the only babies born at the hospital just hours apart in 28th of January 1988. The lawsuit alleges that without their parents' knowledge, the newborns were switched before they left the hospital, with each child being raised by the other's biological parents. Just imagine, your father is Bill Gates, and then they switch you to be raised by Helmut Brock. And you find out in your 40s that Bill Gates is your father. That hospital is in serious trouble. But but don't worry about being, being switched to with a, rich family. Don't worry about that, because one thing that I at least have learned from the Epstein files is that, ladies, I got bad news for you. Turns out, the richer people become, the more they take interest in child molestation than, getting intimately involved with the people their age, which is yikes. Jeez. Okay. Wow. That's just there. Now, you were even neighbors. You went to school together. When you got in fights, your parents set you down to tell you to stop fighting, and they gave you all kinds of education, or maybe they even told you to stay away from that boy. He's a bad influence. Little did the parents know that they were telling you to stay away from their child. I mean, that explains why he's a bad influence. Okay, you know what? The complaint also names both men's parents as plaintiff, which makes sense. Now, the employees and... Now, who is going to find the nurse that was on duty when these boys were delivered in 1988? Chance very high the nurses are in retirement. At this point, if I make a medical mistake like that, and when I'm in my 70s, you approach me and say, were you on duty in this year, this particular institution? Like, yeah, you made this mistake. I'll be damned. Really? On the bright side, they're still alive. Aren't they? Now, I've never been in the delivery room, and I know that we have been told here, at least by central government. I remember making a whole show on that. Was that earlier this year or late last year? That we're told to, to join our partners and give them moral support in the delivery room. Yes. Okay. Is there practice for this? Because I would like to practice first before I walk in there and then get insulted in. All 13 languages spoken in actually a lot of, 13 languages and I don't know how many dialects spoken in this country. Like, there should be some kind of practice before I walk in there and experience the whole thing. Think of it like driving. You don't want to just, throw someone into a car and expect them to perform well in a public road, do you? Because first, second insult, I'll start fighting with someone who's in delivery. And the nurses will be like... Now, I've seen a bunch of videos on this where husbands were invited to join their wives in the delivery room. 80% of them threw up. Almost 100% of them fainted. What happens to us in there? May as well just switch the name from Bundles of Joy to Bundles of Fainting. But turns out biology is somewhat interesting, very interesting. You know what? The first thing I'm gonna do is have a lecture. Actually, have a lecture. Ask my madam to give me one heck of a lecture using a projector before I walk into that room of delivery and she's cursing at me. And at least I must develop some defense mechanism. I'm coming up with these whole things because I know for sure you are not allowed to walk in there with whiskey, which is like my go-to move every time things get tight. But they're not going to allow you to do that. There must actually be a provision for that. That, you know, if you need some kind of, you know, nerve calming, Nami Brewery meds, don't worry, we'll have a bar at the entrance of every hospital. You know, just strictly for the men that are, you know, escorting their wife, you know, for men that want to be by their wife in the delivery room. Sure, they say throw a bucket somewhere in there. And they say, you know, there are a lot of cushions just in case the head of the house faints at the sight of two drops of blood. Actually, on second thought, I don't think I want to, I don't think I want to be there. Not because I don't like my wife. It's because I don't want her to keep telling my, to keep telling my kids all the way into their old age until I die, that when you were born, I didn't even reach 5 centimeters. Your father was already in the ICU. Aye, what type of story is that? I wouldn't have the stories of, you know, he's a strong man. Because, it's kind of difficult to defend your position as the head of the house when you fainted at the sight of blood. The head of the house fainted 5 times and ended up into a coma. In fact, instead of him waiting for me to regain my strength in the hospital after we delivered you, our son or our daughter, you and I were discharged. We had to wait for him to recover from the coma of, okay, so please, Minister of Health, you just look into this. Make sure there is, like a trail run of some kind of, practice, train. Use public consultations just for fathers, or fathers to be. Public consultation, fathers to be, have a projector, and don't beat around the bush. I beg, just explain the adults. Explain everything. So they don't die in there and create extra work for those already busy nurses and doctors. You're welcome. Finding out that you were raised by parents that are not yours in your 40s. I know, maybe it's you could be asking yourself, was I raised by the right parents? Like the right biological parents? Oh, I know I was raised by the right biological parents. Why? It's because I took my mom's height and I took my dad's face. You don't miss something like that, believe me. When you're a duplicated copy, you don't have to worry about none of that. And if you are one of those people that looks completely different from your parents, maybe somewhere in January 1988, while you were, the nurses just, after delivery, we usually wash the baby and then we'll bring her back. Then after the washing, the nurse is busy, has been doing this the whole day, is just exhausted. It's not, they're not trying to be mean. It's just out of sheer exhaustion. And bring you a white or Chinese or an Indian baby, like, right. Beautiful, beautiful, bouncing baby boy or baby girl. That's a beautiful baby, but aren't we missing something here, Ness? Why? Because I'm black. My wife is black. That baby is white. Or I'm black. My wife is black. Is it just me or that baby is Chinese? Now, thanks to global village coming together and you have all kinds of interracial relationships, that line is becoming blurry by the minute. Music, and conclude on the other side, and then switch to DJ, switch to music. If you want to know why uniting is such a beautiful thing, this song is one of the reasons why uniting is such a beautiful thing. Because this song, I believe, started off in DRC. It was just started by a bunch of friends just having a good time, and they were singing, and they decided to film the whole thing. The beats and everything was added on by a separate guy in Nigeria, and they made a banger out of it. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh, Kumama. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh, Kumama. Hey, Yahweh. We fall, united we stand. Let's wrap this up with even more confusion. Now, this one is intentional. This one is intentional, because a funeral director out of the UK, I believe, did something unthinkable that made him face. Prosecution, not made him, making him face prosecution. Well, what did he do? A funeral director. I mean, he's dealing with a bunch of dead guys. What could he do that's much worse? I mean, they're already dead. Well, it's because a disgraced, that's according to the BBC, not me, a disgraced funeral director who failed to bury or cremate people has offered an apology to bereaved relatives and accept a responsibility for his actions. His barrister has said some 35 bodies and more than 100 sets of ashes were found by the police raiding Legacy Independence Funeral Directors hall in March of 2024. Now, the whole Crown Court had owner Robert Bush ran a shambolic and chaotic, that's in quotation marks, which I expected it to be there because it was really shambles. Now, operation at that place. Now, you see, the former undertaker previously admitted 67 offenses, including 30 counts of preventing a lawful and decent burial and theft from 12 charities. Bro was not just stealing bodies and ash, he was also stealing money. Like, I understand the charities, but bodies and ash, why? Well, he has his own explanation, of course. Now, bro offered an apology. I'm sorry you didn't get to bury your loved one because, well, I gave you, you know, I just gave you chalk instead of your loved one's ash, you know, in this thing's way. This whole confusion was described as a systemic failure. Is it though? Is it a systemic failure or is just some kind of, I don't want to call it a fetish. Stupidity. Let's go with stupidity. Let's go with that. Or more like just confusion of the highest order. A disgraced funeral director. Now, I'm just thinking about what happened during the COVID-19 pandemic when, you know, there was a lot of chaos going on, and now I'm thinking, aren't there chances people ended up, you know, just crying and burying and spending a lot of money on burying the wrong guy? Mistakes are being made in the delivery room, like I pointed it out earlier. And it turns out this was not a mistake, this was intentional. Mistakes are... But I can't help but think there are mistakes that can be made in that form now. Is it? Someone just shows up, you know, undertaker. Shows up with a, you know, with a hearse. They're very serious. It's a funeral. You're required to be serious. Apparently. You're looking left to right and, you know, make it an open casket. And this is a white people's funeral. And they open a casket and the helmet is in the casket. And like, yeah. I mean, the guy looks familiar. I think I've seen this guy on some Eagle FM poster somewhere, but are you sure you don't see the difference? Now, I'm Namibian. I'm white. My Afrikaans is fluent. And believe me, I haven't heard this guy speak Afrikaans when he was alive. He was... There's broken Afrikaans, and then there's the Afrikaans this guy was speaking, which is a whole brokenness. It's in a league of its own in terms of brokenness. So, in a way, this guy and I are related. That's, you know, Undertaker goes, oops, sorry. Wrong guy. We're made to bring you Joe White. This is a different comedian. This one must go. Speaking of which, if this Kavango comedian is here, where's Joe White? And somewhere in Kavango, they open his casket and there's a white guy in the casket. How long was he under the shade? And what type of water do they have in winter? Because it's either this is not him, or he took some type of Michael Jackson pad, you know, tablet. You know, just cold. This guy even looks Afrikaans. Assuming Joey doesn't wait for me at the gate to punch me in the face. You leave all that aside. You know, you just leave all that aside. It turns out, here's the thing. In life, mistakes are going to be made. Just make sure they are mistakes. Because giving people the wrong bodies, you know, over 5-10 years down the line, that's not funny. That's not funny. Okay, look, it is funny, but it's dark humor. And a lot of people don't like dark humor. Something I tend to have a lot of. If I brought it here, this studio would be on fire. A lot of you would not find it funny, but those of you who would find it funny would be rolling on your sofas or your floors. Or, you know, your Camboroto's floor, your Cabenten's floor. No, no judging here. As long as you're just rolling on the floor because of my jokes, I'm good. Which floor you are rolling on, I don't care. I don't care. Because, well, if you get caught, I'm not the one getting shot. It's you. But I don't want you to get shot. I'm just saying whatever floor you are rolling on, it's none of my business. As long as you are rolling on the floor, that's what counts. As long as why you are rolling on the floor is because of my jokes. Anything else outside of that, keep me out of that. For the sake of my sanity. And let's go with my sanity. So, quick break. And on the other side, we go full DJ mode. Right. Thursday and Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday. 29 and 30. That's when the, you know, first ladies gathered in Luanda, Angola. First gentleman showed up. 29 and 30. Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday. Jeez. Got my times wrong in the beginning. 29 and 30 was Wednesday and Thursday. That's when the first ladies gathered together to talk about, women and children. Now, come on. There's a gentleman in the crowd here. Hello. But I hope the first gentleman didn't, you know, come back from that event clocking it. But, and I've heard the Prime Minister do that, by the way, without attending an event. Which I thought was funny. I was slightly not happy with the Prime Minister taking away my job, which is, he already has a job. He has no business trying to take over my job. 29 minutes left to the hour of one. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. I just talk about a bunch of things that are comical, that's all. Do you believe in love? How crazy it could be. Now that part is correct. Which love? Explain.
How crazy it could be, baby, baby, stop. Take it easy. When you would leave, I swear I can't breathe. Do you really care, baby? Even when I you are my fantasy, my only desire. I could take it as an angel, but to my missing tear, cause you make me fall in love. Darling, darling, if you touch me one more time, I might lose my mind. Maybe it's too much here. Can we go slowly? Cause I can't take it. 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 Give me all attention. Cause you got my affection, baby, baby, and good temptation. Taking us step by step on the beat. You're not hand in the street. Cynthia, she make me fall in love. Darling, darling, if you touch me one more time, I might lose my mind. Baby, it's too much, yeah. Can we go slowly? Cause I can't take it.
That's the best I can do.
Oh,
Jabulani. Something, something in English and probably Kosa. Jabulani. 20 minutes left to the hour of one. You're still chilling with Helmut here at Eagle FM. And this is Mind the Gap. It's DJ Session. DJ Session.
Am I wrong?
I don't know if I'm the only one obsessed with electronic, but I like this type of music when I'm busy doing something. And the beautiful thing is you find like this 1-2 hours long versions of this type of music, on YouTube. And I just throw in headphones when I'm doing laundry, cooking, whatever it is that I'm doing. It's just... It brings out the, what's that fancy word of saying peaceful, the peacefulness. It brings out the tranquility. Really? That's just the worst of alphabets.
I ain't tryna do what everybody else doing, just cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I call home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? That's just how I feel.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Something, 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 something in Afrikaans, antekenen.
Did you hear the news on the radio today? People have agreed to give their love away. I can't wait to be there alive. I know, no. Politicians have agreed to honor and obey. They'll come down and listen to what the people say. I can't wait to be there alive. I know, no. Everyone they meet, open hearts will be the rhythm of the day. Neighbors will greet each other, sisters and the brothers, even enemies will come to be friends. Whoa, I can't wait to be there alive. No, no.
Do be do.
They were saying Dubai, right? Now let's go up next with a funny face. Even when I make you mad, I put on a funny face. I love the way you smile. I love the way you laugh. After getting paid on Friday and disappearing for the whole weekend and you come back in the evening, make sure you come back with a boombox and you are blasting this song on max volume. Don't worry. Trust me. She's going to forgive you. If she shoots or when if she shoots you behind, that's not on me because, well, this is a comedy show.
Sometimes I say something that
Even when I make you mad, I put on my funny face. Don't try that. After disappearing with all the money and coming back broke and drunk with lipstick on your shirt, because no amount of funny face is going to save you from that. You're going to get murdered. You're welcome. What would you people do without me?
I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how I'll never see that day.
can still see the look of the one who really loves me. The one who wouldn't put anything else in the world above me. I can still see your love for me.
I'm keeping you forever and for always. Yeah. There's a thing about reality. Sometimes things just doesn't end the way that you plan it to end. I guess, you know, how people in December say until death do us part, and then in January they are lining up at the High Court to, for the judge to do them apart. Yeah, well, that happened in the story of the history of this song. It was written by Shania Twain and her boyfriend or husband, I believe, at that time. Now, a gentleman, also white, was born in modern-day Zambia. They wrote that song together, and it came out when I was, you know, still trying to get Yongo out, you know, to balance how to clean my nose when it do, you know, when the song came out. And I believe shortly after that, they got a divorce. So that forever and for always in this song that was written by a couple that were so in love, yeah, it didn't work out. So it's not just you. You are not broken. It's turns out things have a way of going south. Sometimes. You know, sometimes it's his fault. Sometimes it's her fault. Sometimes you are both, you know, broke, or it's either one is broke or one is short, one is terrible in bed. They all have their preferences. With that, I leave you guys with a wonderful, what's left of the weekend.
Stash your cash.
Don't break the bank. Stash your cash with WB. Buy 2 kg packs of Tasty Rice for $69.99. A 1 kg box of Jungle Oats for $37.99. A 2 litre Oros for only $36.99 with Smart Buy. And 2 2-litre bottles of Stay Soft for just $89.99. See more month-end deals at furmanbrock.com. We care.
Stash your cash.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
I'm tired of who I was. Same old doors, the same old rush. Every mirror felt too loud. Didn't like what I saw now. And something changed. I can't explain. Right here, I found.